from Appleton, Wisconsin. This is the Anderson Pens Podcast. Welcome to Anderson Pens Podcast, episode 460 for Thursday, October 13th, 2022.
This week we have banter, news, updates, Magna Carta pens, new items from Retro 51, Platinum, Lamy, Sailor, something about cats, a contest winner, a brand new contest, plus something new from Esterbrook that we can't talk about.
Hey, Steph.
What?
Where do bad rainbows go?
I don't know.
Prism. It's a light sentence.
All right. Today we're coming to you live from the Appleton Fire Station number 1, located here in downtown Appleton, just 5 blocks away from last week's bumper location. That was the Lawrence University Welcome Archway.
Which I finally saw.
Haha.
Did see it.
Mm-hmm. And Fire Station 1 has a large collection of past firefighting equipment and memorabilia, and they've converted their entire lobby to like an old-timey fire station.
Oh, really?
Hmm. Yeah.
That's fairly close to my house, so should go in there sometime.
They're nice people.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been there?
Yeah, we used to bring them snacks. My friend had a house right by.
Okay. All right, and what do we have tomorrow?
Yes, and tomorrow
is October 14th is National Dessert Day.
Woo-hoo.
National Dessert Day is celebrated in the U.S. every October 14th. It's a day allowing people to satisfy their sweet tooth by indulging guilt-free in their favorite desserts, plural, desserts.
Plural.
So
we are giving you permission.
Did you know Eric has a motto regarding desserts that he lives by?
I had heard that rumor, but
you know
then
what the motto is?
He asked me and I got it wrong, so.
If it doesn't have chocolate, it's not a dessert.
See, I thought it was there's always room for ice cream.
Well, yes,
and
that's true.
Well, I guess he's got many models about dessert.
Yeah, ice cream, chocolate, yeah.
Oh.
I want to go back to that Frio where we went that one time.
Oh, they're so good.
Chocolate and ice cream and all sorts of stuff.
Then it's officially dessert. Apparently, I don't eat much dessert because I get sherbet.
We have a pen in my pocket this week, so we're going to try to guess that at the end of the podcast. It should be fairly easy this week.
What type of pick do you take with a surfer? A surfy.
Do you know what just came in?
Ooh, so many things, but...
No, I'm sorry. That was wrong. Because a lot of things came in last year, but you know what just came in, new product for us?
Ooh.
Magna Carta.
They're so pretty.
Yes. So these, we talked about them on the Sunday brunch. That's coming. That was last Sunday, menu 18, published on October 9th. We talked about each pen in depth, but we're just going to kind of go through and show you what they are here. The Denima. This one is super cool. It's got a denim.
Looks like it feels neat.
Yeah, it's a denim. It's a micarta, essentially.
Oh.
It's a micarta material made out of denim. So it's just really a soft, and it's got this cool, really a neat pen. These all have stainless steel nibs. Nibs are all made in-house. They all come with ebonite feeds, which is super cool. And this one is a cartridge converter, but really a neat looking pen. So if you like micarta, there's the Denima.
And it feels awesome. So
it does, yeah.
Maybe this is just me revealing that I don't know what micarta means. Does that mean that it's layers of denim mixed with like acrylic?
It's something like that, yes. I don't know exactly how they're made, but yeah, they're fused together, and then you've got a nice... It's a soft...
Yeah.
It's a very...
It's like plastic.
Interesting, yeah. It's a very interesting feel.
Feels great. It feels like it would really like absorb...
Like your moisture. Yeah, and there will be more colors in this pen coming out. So right now it's available in this kind of a denim blue.
Cool.
We've got that one. Next up, the Elements. These are pretty super neat. There are three of them. There is the water, the sky, which is green with the black cap. And then
and
you
the
have
earth?
The earth, which sort of goes with your sweater.
Oh, I
like
that
one a lot. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But these have nice acrylic resins. And these are pneumatic fillers. So you take the blind cap off, pull that out, put it in ink, push down, and then there's a little hole there, see?
Gotcha. So this is a pull-it-out ink, push-down one.
This is a pull-it-out ink, push-down one. And they're super cool. I like them. pneumatic fillers. The blue, look at that. That lapis color, really super nice.
Super matching, pretty.
Matching sections.
I love it's not quite flat, or it is a flat top, but
yeah.
It's like a little
taper. Yeah, it's a little bit of a taper to it. And it's good size. These are all really pretty, pretty healthy sized pens.
Yeah, I was surprised they didn't feel too big for my hand.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of them don't post, so they're not overly large actually in the hand. Like you can't post this one. So this one is the Mag 800, and this
love
is the blue
swirl.
And orange. Isn't that pretty?
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of the inside cover of a vintage book.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Or Syracuse University colors for you Syracuse folk. This one, the Mag 800, has a number 8 size steel nib. With, of course, again, the ebonite feed. So it's monster nib. Look at that.
Yeah.
I love this. Super, super cool. So Mag 800 comes in the blue and the orange.
Totally
and this
forgot
one,
about the ebonite feed. That they just keep getting cooler.
Yeah, yeah. Because nobody else does that. This one is the green and blue. And you can see there's even some light patches. This is the green and blue Mag 800.
Yeah, I'm having trouble deciding which swirly one is my favorite.
It's nice. So that's the Mag 800. So about the same size as the elements, but just in a cartridge converter. And these can be used as eyedroppers, too.
Oh, neat.
Using as eyedroppers.
Very neat.
The next group is a part of a series called the Liber Tatum series. This one here is the Baron. So it's sort of a flat top, but it's got a little peak at the top, which is kind of neat. It comes in two different models. You can have that one.
Great.
Look at it.
Also matches my shirt.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that resembles a really... does a really pretty good approximation of the old Omas Arco material. It's got a little bit of shimmer to it. When you look at it in the light, little pieces pop out of it.
Yeah, it's like.
You're mesmerized. You're speechless.
I am trying to find the words, and they're falling short. It's like what wood grain looks at and wants to be when
it
grows up.
Yeah,
it's
so super cool. And what I love about how they make these pens is everything lines up. So the section, and so these have the large and then thin kind of strips there, the way they've cut this. And everything lines up. The section lines up with the barrel, and the barrel always lines up with the cap. So all these lines... are always, your OCD doesn't have to worry about being.
This does bring joy.
Yeah. So
I was playing with one the first time I took a look, and I was trying to get it to thread wrong, mm-hmm, so it didn't mm-hmm, line up, mm-hmm. And I couldn't do it.
Some of them have two thread starts, so you can get it to go one way or the other, but they always line up. So this one here is what we call the Prince, and this one is actually about the same size as a Sailor King of Pen. But a beautiful material.
Yeah, I love that shape.
Yeah. And again, with the number 8 size ebonite nib. So.
And those stripes, though.
Yeah, stripes, little roller clip. So it easily goes into your pocket. So I'm real excited about these. They're available right now. So, and there will be more. And there are more models. And there will be more colors coming. So this is a great start.
I'm excited to see them all.
So you can check out the Sunday brunch from last week, October 9th, and we talk about each pen in depth, and there'll be a link in the video below. Steph, we... That was good. We got some new... Preppy Wahs just came in. This is Preppy Wah the second.
Round two. Wah-wah.
So what do we have here?
Right.
Do we know?
So let's see. We've
there's
got...
six new ones.
Yes. Let's see if we can match them up.
So we've got
Hanabashi Kiko. I think you have that one.
Is that this
one
here? The navy blue body with...
white flower.
Hexagon design. No. Navy blue. That's
there
that one.
There we
Oops,
go.
Sorry.
Oops, sorry. Even
and
darker.
Hexagon design.
Yeah,
yep,
there
yep.
we go. So this is our Hanabashi Kiko.
Okay. And then we've got Sei Gaiha.
There's the one.
There's the bright blue. There we go. With the scalp. I was going to say that's got the scalp design. So, and these all have the transparent caps. Next one, Ichimatsu.
Ichimatsu.
Bright green body with a black square design. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Very cool.
I like that one, yeah.
I think I had a pair of chucks with that pattern on in high school.
Chucks? Nunchucks?
Those shoes.
Oh. How do you pronounce that?
Rokumon?
Is that how you pronounce it? General, a gentle yellow body with a white triangle design. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sakura Tatewaku? Is that right?
Yeah, that sounds...
pink, gentle pink body with a white flower in wavy line design. Oh, that's
pretty.
Cute. That's a cute one.
Very pretty.
And Yagasuri, a black body with a gold graphic design. It looks kind of like a... Does that look like a tulip?
Oh,
almost?
Yeah,
it looks like a...
Like a tulip or like something. A fletching from arrows?
A fletching from arrows. Okay.
Fletching, that's my $5 word for the day.
So the fletching pen and the rest all come with transparent caps and stainless steel fine nibs. These are all available in fine nib only. And they come with a blue-black cartridge. And they also will fit the platinum converter, which is available separately and is proprietary.
Oh.
So.
Cool.
Cool new WAS just came in, and these are limited editions, essentially. So when they're gone, they're gone. So,
right.
Super cool.
Very cool, very cool.
Next up,
we've got the Retro 51 Spooky Silhouettes. That's another USPS collab, I think.
Yeah.
And they look super, super pretty. They're a new pen for the Halloween season. The design features a black silhouette and some of the spookiest Hallows Eve creatures backlit by iconic Halloween colors. This rollerball's design is modeled after the 2019 stamps created by Tyler Lang for the post office. And those stamps are a cat with an arched back beneath a raven perched on a branch against a yellowish green background. And that's the one that glows in the dark.
That one, only that one glows in the dark?
I think it's that particular stamp with that yellow green background.
Nice.
Pops out so all you can see is a cat.
Great.
Yes. They have chosen well. And then they've also got two ghosts on an orange background, a spider and a web against a red background, and three bats against a purple background.
Now, why wouldn't the ghosts glow in the dark?
I don't know. Maybe
it does. But I don't know. We don't have them in our hands yet. So
not yet. Not yet. But when they do, we'll have to turn off the lights and check it out. And it's a limited run, so that's 1,031 pieces. Almost started a panic.
You missed a zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. This pen has the edition number engraved on the top ring, so each one technically unique, and they're topped with a spider on the finial.
Spider. Mm-hmm. Nice.
And that usual top neural twist that the Retro 51s always have, which is one of those
it's
satisfying
super
twists.
Easy. Yeah, really good grip.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, comes in that commemorative USPS packaging tube.
So those will be here any day now. So. All right, what else we got? This one we have here. Lamy Safari Breast Cancer Gift Set. So this year... Lamy is doing a promotion with a particular set color, and then they're donating a portion of proceeds to the Susan Komen Foundation for breast cancer research. And this year we have the pink Lamy Safari, so it's the Safari pink.
How appropriate.
Yep, available in extra fine, fine, or medium steel nib, and it comes in the package with 8 cartridges, one each of green, blue, black, turquoise, violet, blue, red. Black and mango, and the Z28 converter for use for bottled ink is available separately. Doesn't come with it, but
you've got a couple cartridges to get through first.
What a cool little set! I love these sets. They give you, especially if you've got somebody who you're trying to get interested in fountain pens. You've got all these cool colors. You've got a nice little gift box. So this is, especially with Christmas, is just around the corner. The Safari Pink. And of course, we also have those in a couple other colors. We've got Vista and Charcoal
That's right.
So, but Lamy Safari, the breast cancer gift set, is now in stock.
Very cool. You can buy a gift and give a gift at the same time.
We have a new Sailor Pro gear that is coming soon, and it is probably going to be here by the time this podcast is published very soon. The Sailor Pro Gear Winter Sky. This special edition pen captures the feel of a fresh winter's morning with the gentlest of lilac colors set against a frosty white gold accents in a solid 21 karat or 14 karat gold nib with rhodium plating. It has a slated for a September release. It's already October. The Winter Sky will be available in a slim with 14 karat nib or standard with 21 karat nib, and also a King of Pen with a 21 karat nib. Slim and standard come in extra fine, fine, medium fine, medium, broad, zoom, and music, the standard 7, and King of Pen, medium and broad. I like this color.
It's a nice, really,
nice looking pen, isn't mm-hmm. it?
Yeah, I'm excited to see it in person and see if it's one of those kind of like glowy, just like bright mm-hmm. but subtle colors. And I mean, I wonder if the winter sky is a little slower to get here than we expected. If that means actual winter
will get slow. Yeah. I hope so. I really hope so.
I think that's an omen. I'm saying it's an omen.
But this is a third. This is a third in the series, the Sky series, Midnight, Autumn, and Winter. But it looks good. I can't wait for this to get here. And of course, any excuse to have another King of Pen in the store is good for me. So sign up for the back in stocks on those. They should be here shortly.
If it's in your pocket, it's still in the store. As long as your pocket's in the
store. Right. That's right. And speaking of Sailor, yeah. Speaking of Sailor, we're just gonna go right past that. There's also another new one that's coming out. Which could be here by the time this publishes. And why don't you talk about this one?
All right. Yes, we've got the Simply Metallic series on the Sailor 1911 ringless pen. It's a cool idea that I'm excited to see coming back. So this 1911 ringless Simply Metallic pens are they are metallic acrylic, so the acrylic shines like metal. However, there is not a metal trim band. Nice and clean and a simple design, which suddenly makes the name make sense. this pearly metallic light catching colors in blue, red, and gray all feature impressive black ion plated 21 karat gold nibs that not only look incredible, but write like a dream. As the name suggests, this series foregoes the cap ring in order to highlight these new metallic colors for a crisp, fresh look that is sure to turn some heads. And nib sizes available will be fine, medium fine, and medium.
So this is a 1911 large. So this is going to be like the old Epinard.
Oh.
Remember, the Epinard was the first one that came out, at least mm-hmm. for U.S. Exclusive with the ringless design. So these are super cool. And, you know, that Simply Red is almost like a... It doesn't look red to me. It looks more like a...
It looks kind of purpley. Or like burgundy.
It's really a neat looking color. So... I'm looking forward to seeing these when they get in. It's going to be another case of you got to see these in person. The pictures aren't going to do them justice, but I like the way they look. I'm excited for them to come in.
I'm excited to see how that black ionized trim works too. Yep. Should look nice. And we've also got the Lucky Cat 2023 wall calendar.
What's in your drink?
I know, right? I cannot talk today.
Lucky Cat calendar.
For 2023, that should be arriving today, Thursday, and we expect that we'll probably sell out today.
They're going to sell out today. So we had a small amount that we were able to get, and it was a special order. But
if you've got a back in stock notification, keep an eye on that email.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm taking one. You're taking one. Justin, are you grabbing one? Eric might be. I don't know. So
he'll be jealous once he sees mine one day.
Do you use calendars?
I love my wall calendars.
Maybe wall calendar.
Yeah. And I'm getting better about using calendars.
Using the portable Hobonichi. we Lisa and I always had a calendar in our kitchen, and it's just nice to have something up there. We don't usually really write much on it, but I like to have it there. You can see a view. But every year in December, we always end up going to a bookstore or whatever and trying to find one. And so this came out, and I said, this is it. I don't have to sit there and sort through the calendars at the bookstore, because this one is perfect. So
yeah, I don't know what it is about that particular design. I saw it and I was like, gotta have it.
What let's see, what does the website say? It says, this is the most adorable 2023 calendar a cat lover will find, measuring roughly 10 by 14 inches. This calendar features assorted cartoon cats shown in outdoor settings in different exercise and sporting activities. For an interesting, entertaining, and darn cute cat calendar, we highly recommend this. So, new calendars coming soon.
Why was the gift late to the party? It was all wrapped up.
Yes, this last week contest, we asked How many pens you own with nib sizes other than your preferred nib size. Getting complicated this week.
I was going to count.
We made them do math.
We made them do it.
They rose to the challenge.
There's extra credit though, right? Mm-hmm. So
yeah, what percentage of your entire collection is that? Which made it a lot easier for me to compile these statistics.
Okay. What are our stats?
We found that 70% of our respondents said that more than half of their collection is their preferred nib size.
It is, okay.
Give or take. And however, almost everyone claimed that their collection was about half of their preferred size and half other sizes. Some people were a little bit over, some people were a little bit under, but the 40% to 60% my favorite nib size category was definitely our biggest. But there was another big cluster at the high end with 33% of responses reporting preferred nib concentrations of 80% or higher.
Wow.
I wanted to make a box and whisker plot, but Eric wouldn't let me. It was maybe overkill.
So that's interesting, but it's not surprising, I suppose. I probably have more pens that aren't my preferred nib size, but I think part of that is the fun of, you know, you can go through cycles where I like fine nibs for a while, and then all of a sudden I'm looking at mediums, and then I'm doing broads, and then I go back to fine, so, you know, stubs.
Yeah, that was something I noticed about a lot of the people that had a lot of the, less than half of my nibs are my preferred nib size category. There were a lot of people that were like, well, you know, I used to like fine nibs, but now I've realized mediums can be pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, mediums are really cool.
They are.
Hmm? What do we got, some comments?
And, yeah, it's a couple comments to highlight this week. So Jennifer C. said, I thought I was a broad nib kind of girl, with about 33% of my collection having broad nibs. But Brian brought up a good point, actually, about Japanese nibs. And most of my favorite broads are Japanese nibs and functionally mediums to our Western standards. So, since I'm apparently a stealth medium person, welcome to the club! 58% of my collection are mediums. Who knew? Apparently subconscious me collecting mediums from hither and yon.
Just calling them broads. All right.
Yeah, you know. And Annie Ritter said that 69% of the pens that she owns are not her favorite nib size, or not her favorite size nibs, which is interesting. And she's glad that she asked that. That we asked that because she likes data.
She likes data. Yep.
Me too.
What do we got from Kevin Butler here? He says, I have only two fountain pens and both are medium, which is my preferred nib. Of course, listening to you, Brian, Steph, and Lisa is probably going to cause that number to go up. I hope so. Man cannot live on two pens alone.
And Summer Pearls said, what an enlightening question, Eric. I just returned home to discover that exactly 50% of my nib sizes are other than my preferred nib medium. 28 pens out of 56. Another wonderful podcast, and this time instead of watching during lunch hour at work, I was on vacation, so I couldn't count until I got home today. Nice. But congratulations on your vacation.
Vacation. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
And I had to create a new category just for you. 50% on the dot.
On the dot, yeah.
and shout out to Farah Farid, whose daughter is going to be in the class of 2026 at Lawrence.
Nice.
Class of 2012 here. Don't tell anyone. When did the classes get so far ahead?
2026. Oh, my goodness. That means that you're...
Don't tell. They already did math last week.
Class of 2026, awesome. So we're going to see you here in the store during Parents Weekend.
Yes, welcome. Good school. Right, sorry, I got distracted. Got me excited. I have mostly medium and broad nibs, she continues, since that is in my comfort zone. Last year, into this year, I decided to try fine and extra fine, and I was surprised that I enjoy them. I have 10 or less with those nib sizes. Percentage? Not good with math, sorry. Ha ha ha. Happy half birthday, Eric. That's okay. Oh. Now you won't figure out how old I am.
I might be able to figure that out.
Uh-oh.
We'll keep that a secret, though. John Toledo says, happy half birthday, Eric. Coincidentally, we share a birthday of sorts. Tomorrow is his 306th out of 365th birthday.
I checked that fraction. It is fully reduced.
It's fully reduced. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Do we have a winner?
We have a winner.
The closest guess?
Yes, is Justin Martin. Eric, good to see you, he writes. And Mr. Try again. He writes, Eric, good to see you and Mr. Anderson both on the podcast. As usual, I had to break up my credit card upon viewing. As regards the contest, my preferred nib size is fine. However, 48.15% of my pens are nibs other than fine. That percentage is for nibs currently in hand. If I include pens and nibs on order, that percentage of nibs other than fine is 44.44%. By the way, props to Dave for the excellent packaging and fulfillment on my recent order. He was such a help when I visited the store this summer. Indeed, awesome. Props to Dave.
Congratulations, Justin. Please write to eric@andersonpens.com and he'll get the $20 credit placed on your Anderson Pens account.
Fabulous. And now for the new contest. Which Magna Carta pen appeals most to you?
How about you? Which one do you like?
Ooh.
You can only pick one.
This swirly one.
Mag 800 swirly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with the Prince, only because this pen didn't exist until we made it happen. So, and it looks like a king of pen. And it's cool.
That is really cool.
And what is not to like about these big number eight nibs? Mm-hmm. This is cool. So this is my choice. So you've got that. You've got the Mag 800, and I've got the Prince. And awesome. Let us know in the comments which one you like, and one comment will be chosen at random to win a $20 credit to your Anderson Pens account. All right, coming soon, something new from Esterbrook that we can't talk about.
There I was about to ask what it was.
It will be released tomorrow, Friday, October 14th. We can't say anything more than that, but we'll be sending a mailer out tomorrow announcing the new something, so be sure you've signed up for our newsletter and you will be among the first to know. And you can subscribe to the newsletter at the bottom of any page at andersonpens.com.
I'm trying not to say anything. Oh, shoot, I failed.
Why don't we do that?
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us today. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
You can check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. And don't forget, there's a store in Chicago. Where is that store?
That's on the ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton. And they're open 7 days a week.
7 days a week. You'll see Lisa there. Website is chicago.andersonpens.com.
Don't forget to like this video and subscribe to our channel.
And the pen in my pocket?
Dun, dun, dun.
I thought I had this last week, but it is the Rodden Vanishing Point. In the, which one is this? The stripes pattern?
You're so pretty.
It's nice, isn't it?
That Rodden, though.
Love the Rodden. So that's the pen of the week. So.
Bye, guys. Bye.